Chelek Yudzayin, Sichas Erev Pesach. This is a Nigla Sicha, where the Rebbe delves into the halacha surrounding Tainus Bechairis. The Rebbe begins, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like the Kviyas of this year, the Rebbe says, and as we know, it is actually the Kviyas of this year that we're in, the halacha is that Tainus Bechairis is nidche, is pushed off, from Erev Pesach to the Thursday before. Not to Friday Erev Shabbos Kodesh, because of Kavet Shabbos. So l'chatchila, the Chachamim were not Koveya a fast on Erev Shabbos, but instead were Koveya and established the fast on the previous Thursday. So the question can be asked, if someone did not fast on Thursday because he forgot or for another reason, in that situation, should he instead replace that and fast on Erev Shabbos on Friday? Now the reason that the Chachamim were not Koveya, did not establish the fast on Erev Shabbos on Friday, is only because l'chatchila, the fast wasn't established on Erev Shabbos, and instead on Thursday. And also, that this is for the Tzibur, this is for the Klal, for most of the Yidden. But in this situation, since the person didn't fast on Thursday, can he b'dieved fast on Friday instead? And also, since it's speaking about a yachid, it's speaking about an individual. So can he fast on Friday since he missed Thursday? Or should he fast? So to answer this question, the Rebbe speaks about the concept and the reasoning behind pushing off fasts. And he explains it in two different ways. And it's very important to remember these two explanations because the Rebbe is going to refer to it again and again throughout the Sicha. The first reason for pushing off a fast from Shabbos to Thursday is for Tashlumin, just to make up the fast. Since the fast can't be on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Thursday. But Be'etzim, the Chiyuv of the fast, still remains. So according to this, if someone did not fast on Thursday, there's still a Chiyuv. And therefore, he has to make it up and he has to fast on Erev Shabbos on Friday. The second explanation, even though L'chatchila, pushing off the fast is to make up for the fast that was supposed to be on Shabbos on Erev Pesach. And the only reason that it's not on Friday is for a side reason because the Chachamim were not Koveya a fast l'chatchila on Erev Shabbos. But once the fast has already been established on Thursday, Thursday itself becomes the Zman HaChiyuv. And that essential Chiyuv remains on Thursday, so that after Thursday, there's no Chiyuv anymore. The Chiyuv has gone away. So according to this, the person would not have to fast because there's no Chiyuv anymore once Thursday has already gone. And the Rebbe brings an example from Dinei Sukkah that there's two different opinions regarding a halacha that Nisarim Sheish Behem Arba'a, that boards for Schach, that have four hand breaths, are they halachically acceptable or not? Because according to halacha, boards for schach need to have less than three hand breaths. So obviously, four hand breaths are not allowed according to halacha. So the actual question that's asked is, what if they are turned on their side so that the side, the hand breaths are less than three? So is it okay for these pieces of boards to be used as schach once they're turned on their side? And there's two different opinions. One opinion says that once it's turned on its side, then it's fine because on that side, it goes according to the halachic opinion that it's less than three hand breaths and it's allowed to be used for schach. But another opinion says, no, the fact that a part of the board is pasul means that the entire board is pasul, even the part that has less than three hand breaths. And it's similar to the status of pieces of metal, which are always usher for schach. They're always unfit for schach. So too in our Indian, the fact that part of the boards are pasul means the entire thing is pasul and can't be used as schach. So the Rebbe says that so too, according to the second explanation, if someone did not fast for whatever reason on Thursday, he doesn't need to make up the explanation. He doesn't need to make up the fast. Because the Zman HaChiyuv, the time for the Chiyuv is passed. The Chiyuv would have been transferred to Thursday. Thursday passed. There's no reason to fast anymore. The Rebbe says and continues, and goes back to proof for the first explanation by bringing a din that's mefurish by Tainus Esther. When Purim falls out on Sunday, therefore the fast of Tainus Esther is pushed off from Yud Gimel Adar, which was supposed to be on Shabbos, to the Thursday before. Now, if there is a bris milah on that Thursday, the Ramah paskins that a person can eat at the bris milah at the Sudas Mitzvah, but on Friday he must fast. So from this it's clear that the fact that Tainus Esther was pushed off from Shabbos to Thursday, it only means that it was pushed off, but the chiyuv still remains. And therefore, the person who wasn't able to fast on Thursday because he had a heter because of the bris milah, he still needs to fast on Friday. So too in our inyan, according to this, b'nageya to Tainus Bechayres, if a person was not able to fast on Thursday, he should be able to make it up on Friday because the essence of the chiyuv still remains. And this goes according to the first explanation. The Rebbe continues, and he's going to bring a proof for the second explanation. And he says, there is actually a proof here that the chiyuv hatainis, the responsibility to fast on Tainus Bechayres, is brought over to Thursday completely, that the chiyuv hatainis is transferred to Thursday, according to the second opinion. And where do we see this? He said there's a minhag, that instead of fasting on Erev Pesach, the Bechayrim are participating on that day in a Siyam Masechta and Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, this causes that the fast no longer exists. It's expired. And if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then the Minhag Yisrael is that we make the Siyam on Thursday. So this makes sense according to the second opinion that if Thursday became the time of the Tainus, because we can't fast on Shabbos, it's understood that if someone participates in a Siyam on Thursday, he is totally mevatel the chiyuv hatainis of that day. And therefore, after Thursday, there's no reason to fast. But if Thursday is only a zman tashlumin, is only making up the fast on Shabbos, and that chiyuv still remains, according to opinion number one, and what it's saying is that the fact that the person is supposed to fast on Thursday doesn't take away the chiyuv that still remains on Erev Shabbos. So how can the Siyam of Thursday in this situation be mevatel the chiyuv of the Tainus? So since it's only pushing it off, but the chiyuv still remains, there's no way, according to this first opinion, that the Siyam could totally take away the chiyuv to fast. And therefore, the Rebbe is saying, if the person didn't fast on Thursday or didn't make a siyum, he still needs to fast on Friday because the chiyuv still remains. But the Rebbe says that l'chayra, this proof doesn't hold at all. Because the accomplishment of the siyum on Erev Pesach, it's not only that the reason that the Yidin have a siyum on this day is in order to have a heter achila, is in order to eat. But it's also that the siyam is b'makay matainas. It's in place of the fast, totally. What is the reason for the fasting, Tainus Bechayres? It's to make a zecher l'nes, to remember the miracle that the Yiddish Bechayrim were saved from Makas Bechayres. So this is usually done through a fast. But instead, there's a minhag Yisrael that it's also accomplished through a siyam and Sudas Mitzvah, so that the siyam and the Sudas Mitzvah themselves, gufa, become a zecher l'nes, a remembrance to the nes. According to this, it's understood that it's enough to have a siyum on Thursday, even if we conclude that the chiyuv hatainis is just tashlum and is just being pushed off to from Erev Pesach and is not actually taking the place of the chiyuv of Erev Pesach of Shabbos. But with the siyum itself, because it is also a zecher l'nes, we are yaitse this chiyuv, which, what's the chiyuv? A zecher l'nes. So this seems to prove both explanation one and both explanation two. But the Rebbe is saying this is not eisgehalten. This is not held up. Because Adarabbe, according to the explanation that the Siyum itself accomplishes the Zecher L'Nes, it should have come out, it should mean that we should make a Siyum also on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Why? Because the Zecher L'Nes was supposed to be on Tesvav Nisan, but instead it was Kaivean Yud Dalad Nisan. So even though it has to be transferred because we can't fast on Shabbos, so instead we're supposed to fast on Thursday, but instead of a fast on Thursday, we make a Siyum on that day. But shouldn't we also make a Siyum on that Shabbos, which is close to the time that the Nes happened? Why should we just be Yaitse with having that Zecher, that remembrance of the Nes, through a Siyum 2 days earlier? Now the reason that we make the Siyum on Thursday and we're not Yaitse with making a Siyum just on Shabbos, we could say, because Thursday there is a Chi of Tainus. That was the original Zecher Lanes. And since you can't fast on Shabbos and since you can't change the Chi of Tainus to a Siyum because the original responsibility and mitzvah was to fast, so therefore we have to remove that fast to 2 days earlier, to Thursday, and instead of the fast on Thursday, there is a Siyum. However, there should have also been the minhag, and al kopanim, at least it should have been a hiddur mitzvah, to have another Siyum, a zecher l'nes, on the day of Erev Pesach itself on Shabbos, which is the day that was established to remember the nes, which was the day before Tesvav Nisan when it actually happened. So the Rebbe is saying, we understand that the original Zecher L'Nes was a fast, and we can't fast on Shabbos, therefore it's on Thursday. Instead of fasting on Thursday, there is a Siyum. But why shouldn't there also be a Zecher L'Nes on Shabbos, which was really close to the time it happened, and we should have a Siyum on that day also? So the Rebbe says, from the fact that we do not find that there's a minhag to make a Siyum also on Shabbos, it proves to us that in this day itself, on Thursday, the fact that the fast was transferred to Thursday, and instead of the fast, there was, like the Minhag Yisrael, a Siyum, it means that that became the day, the Etzem Achiv of the fast, and which became the Siyum, and after that, there's no more Achiv Tainus. And there's no reason to make a Zecher L'Nes. And this is according to the second explanation. Because the person and the Yidin totally accomplished Zecher L'Nes on that Thursday, and there's no more Chiyuv anymore. Then the Rebbe writes in brackets, in parentheses, that it's not any proof, like was mentioned before, that on Tainus Esther we find that although the fast has been pushed off from Shabbos till Thursday, and if the person participated in a bris mila on Thursday, they need to still make it up and fast on Friday. So why isn't this a proof to the Tainus Bechayres also? The Rebbe says, because there's many differences in the takanas of the Rabbanan, one to the other. And just because there's a mitzvah in one place, or there are certain halachas in one place, is not a proof that the exact same details are Nageya also in another place. The Rebbe is saying it's different. There's no reason why Tainus Esther has to have the exact same details and halachas as Tainus Bechayre. So one has nothing to do with another. And the Rebbe said specifically in our Inyan, what is the reason and the difference between Tainus Esther and Tainus Bechayre? Tainus Esther was established on that day, on Yud Gimel Adar, when the Nes actually happened. On that day, Nikhalu Lamay Dal Nafsham, that is the day that they gathered together, because that was the day that there was a decree, that the miracle began. And since certain years it falls out on Shabbos, they have to start and push it off to a Thursday. So this is a chiddush to start pushing it off. But Tainus Bechayres, the original date was pushed off because the original miracle happened on Tezvav, happened on the first day of Pesach. We can't fast on the first day of Pesach when Makas Becheres happened. So originally it had to be pushed off to Yud Dalet. So since it was originally pushed off to Yud Dalet, and now when it falls on Shabbos, it's pushed off again. Thus, pushing it off again from Shabbos to Thursday is just a continuation of the Iker HaTakana, of the original pushing it off from Tesvav Nisan to Yud Dalet Nisan. So it is very different then Tainus Esther, which was on its original date, and here on Tainus Bechayres, which was originally pushed off, and now it's just being pushed off again. So the Rebbe ends the brackets here. The Rebbe continues, in understanding the explanations for pushing off a fast, this is also connected to practical implications in halacha. For example, if a boy becomes bar mitzvah on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, the minhag is that the father has to fast instead of his son, who's a bechor. That's what usually happens. But if his son, who's a bechor, becomes bar mitzvah on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, but the fast is actually pushed off till Thursday, who fasts? Does the father fast instead of his son on Thursday, because that's the day of the fast, and the son is not bar mitzvah yet? Or does the son have to fast because he turns bar mitzvah on Shabbos, and that is the actual day of the fast? So it's kind of confusing, and there are different reasons and different opinions. Now, let's go according to the second opinion that says that if Thursday is the actual Zman HaChiyuv, since the fast was pushed off from Shabbos and actually replaced by Thursday, so therefore the boy is still a katan on that day, he's still a child, and therefore the father has to fast for him. But if according to the first opinion, the Chiyuv is actually always still on Shabbos, it has just been pushed off till Thursday, but not actually replaced on Thursday, then who fasts? Because the boy is not bar mitzvah yet on Thursday, but he turned bar mitzvah on Shabbos, but the fast is on Thursday. So therefore, there would definitely be no point in the father fasting on Thursday, because the actual fast is on Shabbos. And the son doesn't really need a fast either, because the fast is not on Shabbos, it's on Thursday. So therefore, there is a very big question here. So according to this, it comes out that there must be an advantage when the fast is pushed off to Thursday. And according to the first opinion, on that Thursday, the boy is not bar mitzvah yet. But since the chiyuv is on Shabbos when he turns bar mitzvah, the father doesn't need a fast on Thursday, but the son can't fast because he's not bar mitzvah until Shabbos. So thus, the Rebbe continues, this boy who turns bar mitzvah on Erev Shabbos is totally out and is totally yoytzim in a cloud from the whole inyan of Tainus Bechayres. His father can't be mitzi him because he had turned bar mitzvah on Shabbos when it's the actual chiyuv of the fast. And if he fasts on Thursday, he's fasting as a katan, as a child, doing a mitzvah betur chinuch, like any other child, but he is fasting to make up for the Tainus Bechayres, which is actually the chiyuv is on Shabbos when he becomes a bar mitzvah. So is he, as a child, doing a mitzvah for chinuch, able to be mitzi himself, who is going to be bar mitzvah on the actual day of the fast? And the Rebbe continues that you could say that even if, according to the first explanation, that pushing off the fast is only to make up for Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, even in that situation, how can you take away the inyan atainis from a bechor who becomes bar mitzvah on Yud Dal Nissan that comes out on Shabbos? How is it possible to take this away from him, to take away this mitzvah? So the explanation is, the Rebbe says, and he prefaces, when Purim falls out on Sunday, Tainus Esther is pushed off to Thursday. And this is only, as a Geder Tashlum, and this is only pushed off according to the first explanation, because it was supposed to be on Shabbos, but since it can't be on Shabbos, it needs to be pushed off on Thursday. So the question is, a child, a boy, who becomes bar mitzvah on Yud Gimel Adar on Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Sunday, how can he be Yoytze, the Chiyuv, to fast on Tainus Esther? Because, like we said, in our situation, there is a Shakla Vitaria, there's a question, if he's allowed to fast in doing as a tour of chinuch on that Thursday, can he be yaitzeh himself who's going to turn bar mitzvah on Shabbos when there's the actual chiyuv of the fast? So it's the same question by Tainus Esther and the same question by Tainus Bechairis. And the Rebbe says that it's the same question on all inyanim upon which we say, makdimin v'loy ma'achrin, that in these situations we make something earlier instead of later. So in as far as fasts go and in other issues in halacha. So the Rebbe says, if we're going to go according to the first explanation, that the fast is supposed to be on Shabbos, but we just make up that fast on Thursday. So in that situation, and according to that explanation, what happens actually to the bar mitzvah boy whose birthday is on Shabbos, but when the fast is on Thursday, how can he be yaitzeh his chiyuv as a gadol? Because on that Thursday, he's still a katan, he's still a child, but he can't fast and make up for his responsibility, which is on Shabbos. And the same question comes in all these situations, that how can this boy, still a child on Thursday, make up his chiyuv for Shabbos, which is the day that he becomes a bar mitzvah, which is the essential day of the chiyuv. And then the Rebbe brings another example, which is actually the kfiyas of this year, the Rebbe says, and it's also the kfiyas of this year, that Purim in walled cities is on Tesvav Adar. Now this year, it fell out on Shabbos. So what was the halacha? That the people in Yerushalayim and other walled cities read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, which was on Friday, and then they did the other mitzvahs of Purim on Sunday. So if we're going to follow the first explanation, that's Tashlumin, that the Megillah is supposed to be read on Shabbos, but instead it's pushed off to Friday, what happens if the boy becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos, which is the actual day of the chiyuv, but the Megillah is read on Friday? So, does he read the Megillah on Friday as a child, and somehow in reading that he is making up for his chiyuv as a bar mitzvah, even though he doesn't become bar mitzvah until the next day? How does this work, and how is he able to accomplish this? So therefore we have to say, and we have to say bechlal in all of these inyanim, and in all times when there's this kind of kfiyas, that a katan, a child, or someone who's about to be megayer, they're mechuyav, they have a chiyav to learn helchas mitzvah before they become bar mitzvah, before they're megayers. They learn helchas tefillin, helchas kriyashma, and that they're going to fulfill as soon as they become a gadol, as soon as he becomes a gadol, as soon as someone becomes a ger. So even before someone becomes a gadol, before he becomes bar mitzvah, he needs to learn, because if he waits and learns until he's 13, and then he turns 13, how's he going to know how to put on tefillin? How's he going to know these halachas of kriyashma? So therefore, in order to know how to be mekayim, how to fulfill these mitzvahs, he has a chiyuv as a katan, as a child, to prepare to be mekayim his chiyuvim, so that he'll be ready when he becomes a gadol, when he becomes a bar mitzvah. So he is the idea of preparation for a mitzvah. So too in our case, this katan, this child, even though he's not bar mitzvah until Shabbos, until the actual day when it is his birthday, and when the Megillah was supposed to be read. But when the Megillah is read on Yud Dalet, before his birthday, when he's still a katan, you can't say, and the Rebbe said, it would be astonishing to say this, and it wouldn't be possible to say that this child, who was mechuyav in reading the Megillah in all previous years, he had the mitzvah of chinuch, to learn and to hear the Megillah all these years when he was a child, and he'll have the chiyuv to do it in future years, and even in future years when there's a nidche. But in this specific year, when he has these one day in between, this questionable time when he becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos, but the chiyuv to read the Megillah is pushed off till Friday, in that specific year, since there's a question, he doesn't have a chiyuv, he doesn't have to hear or read the Megillah anymore. So the Rebbe explains that he's not actually putter in this year. We must say that he has a chiyuv, and in order to be yaitze the chiyuv, that he will have as a gadol on Tezvav, so he is turning bar mitzvah on Tezvav on Shabbos, and on that day he will be responsible to hear the Megillah. And therefore, even though he is still a katan on Thursday, he needs to read the Megillah, Because it's not only for chinuch that he's reading the Megillah, even though he's not bar mitzvah yet. But it's actually the takanas chachamim that lechatchila, the child needs to read the Megillah as a preparation to his chiyuv as a gadol, as a bar mitzvah boy, which will be in 2 days. So milechatchila, the chachamim were metaken that when it comes down this kviyas, that the boy doesn't become bar mitzvah until Shabbos, but the responsibility and the chiyuv of the Megillah is pushed off until Thursday, he can be yoytze himself as a gadol 2 days later, even though he's still a katan, because he is preparing for the mitzvah. So too in our inyan, and this is all referring to mitzvahs derabbanan, that the rabbanan were metaking this, that even if Tainus Becharis is on Thursday, and it is making up the actual chiyuv, which is supposed to be on Shabbos, according to the first opinion, you can still say that a katan, a child, who becomes bar mitzvah on that day, on Shabbos, he could still, he's mechuyev to fast on that Thursday, on Yud Beis Nisan, even though he's still a katan, because this is a hechsher. This is a preparation for his chiyuv, which is 2 days later, which he will have as a gadol on that day. So this boy, who's about to be bar mitzvah in 2 days, but is still a katan, by fasting on this day, he is still able to fulfill his chiyuv as a bar mitzvah boy 2 days later. So the Rebbe is telling us that according to both opinions, the boy who is going to be bar mitzvah does not have to miss out on this mitzvah of fasting as a bachar. But he could fulfill it through both ways, according to the second opinion, which says that once the fast is pushed off to Thursday, that is the day of the chiyuv. So the father could fast on that day. And according to the first explanation, even if it's just tashlumin, even if the fast is just being pushed off from Shabbos till Thursday, but the etzem of the chiyuv still remains on Shabbos, the boy is still able to fast on that day, on Thursday, when he's still 12. And he's still able to be mighty himself, who's going to be bar mitzvah on Shabbos, because his fasting on that day is a hechsher, is a preparation to his chiyuv that he will have as a gadol on Yudalit on Shabbos when he becomes bar mitzvah. So with that, a kasher and freilich and Pesach.